topic is the Google, or basically the Gmail voice calls that they've come out with. I'm curious, what's your experience been with using it so far?
My experience has overall been positive. The sound quality is really good. I'm actually talking to you on the Google Voice phone bridge now. So
okay.
you can tell me how good the quality is, too.
No, it sounds pretty good.
I had some difficulty with the configurations, setting up the configuration. The settings are – I got confused on that. I wrote this morning on the blog that you couldn't configure it. In particular, you couldn't configure which device the input and output came out of, and that was wrong. If you go into Gmail and settings and then click chat, you'll be able to – you can change those settings fairly simply.
So what kind of uptake do you think this kind of service will get? I mean, is this something that could get beyond what Skype has already done? I mean, where do you think this will take kind of voice over IP services?
I think that it's going to be huge. I think it's already huge. Google said they logged, I think a million phone calls in the first day or two. I don't have those numbers in front of me, but it's been big. There are tons of Gmail users, so I think it's gonna be a very big and very popular service.
What do you think? You mentioned that the settings are a little bit complicated. Are there any other limitations you think that might make it harder for some people? Just the fact that you can't call out from a phone right now.
Let me back up a second. I don't know if they're so complicated. So much I just missed them. Whether other people will miss them too remains to be seen. I don't understand you when you mean about calling out from a phone.
Oh, just that with Skype you can use an app, you know, on a phone in order to call out.
Okay. I expect we may well see that from Google. This is a first step. I don't know what Google's plans are in that direction. I'm still a little bit nervous about running the phone app in my web browser because web browser windows get closed very easily. I've been using, previous to this announcement, I'd been using Skype In and Skype Out as my main phone, and that application just is running on my desktop.
So you think having a separate desktop app would actually make it a little bit better?
It might. I gotta get a little more sense of it, how it works in real life. What I did is I used an application called Prism to create a special browser-based web app that's always open to Gmail, which leads to the next limitation or benefit or just feature that might turn some people off is that you do need a Gmail account to use this.
Right.
So people who don't have a Gmail account and don't want one will be put off by this.
And that was something that happened with Google Buzz as well. It was a requirement to have Gmail, and that also got some people upset, or just people decided they didn't want to use it because of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of one of those people. I use Google Apps for your they used to call it Google Apps for your domain. Now it's Google Apps for Business, which is basically a private label version of Gmail where you can keep your own email domain but use Gmail as the client. And Google Buzz has never been integrated into that. The Google phone dialing is not a part of that, and Google has spoken of no plans to make it that. So people who use Google Apps for Business are a little bit locked out of that, unless you do as I did and set up a separate Gmail account just to use this app in.
Right. Well, I guess if there is a cost savings, people would do it if it just means setting up a free email account.
Yeah, yeah. That is another advantage of this Google phone app over Skype, which is that Skype Out costs money. It doesn't cost a lot of money. It costs very little, but this is free at least through the end of the year. Free for calls in the U.S. and Canada at least.
Right.
So people who are very, very penny conscious will gravitate toward this.
What do you think the long-term consequences are for just voice calling in general? I mean, it seems like it's been going down by just orders of magnitude, and with all the different various VoIP services that are out there, I mean, are we moving towards a model where it's just nearly zero or close to zero?
Oh, yeah. And it's also less desired by people. People these days have so many other channels to communicate that voice is definitely taking a back seat. I remember I used to be on a dozen or 18 phone calls a day 10 years ago, and now I do, you know, a dozen a week.
Yeah.
People text, people IM, people send Facebook messages, people use Twitter.
Yeah. The voice-to-voice.
Mm-hmm.
Communication is kind of going down.
Yeah.
What do you think? Go ahead.
I was just thinking, or the video conference.
That's true. What do you think Google's goal is in doing this?
Their goal is the same as it always is. They just want people to be using the internet more, using their services more, so they can display more ads.
And do you think that might eventually become part of it, where they might display ads, you know, the same way they do with Gmail, where it's based on what you're talking about, something like that?
They might. I don't know how they'll figure out what we're talking about. I guess they could do it. They are constantly working on iterating their voice recognition, doing it now through voicemail messages on Google Voice. It's an interesting and a little bit creepy possibility that they might actually one day get to the point where they could do that in real time and you could have ads displaying in your browser based on what you're saying. I don't think I'd like that the least little bit.
Yeah. And so people with privacy concerns might be a little bit freaked out by the possibility and maybe the worry that Google is somehow recording or saving what your calls are, or something like that.
That is a concern, but I think you kind of got to trust somebody,
right?
I mean, the phone company could theoretically be doing that too, but we mostly trust that they don't.
Yeah,
Google has mostly proven to be a pretty good steward of privacy, unless you object to the their advertising and marketing, which are very above board.
What do you think about the potential in business, at a business? Because it seems like if you're at your desk making calls, you know, you're already there, you're already at your desk, you already have a computer, and the one thing this Gmail voice has is you can transfer to a regular phone, so you could probably easily transfer it out to someone else at the office. Do you think it's got a possibility for breaking into business?
Well, can you actually transfer the Gmail to a regular phone?
I think you press the asterisk or the star, and I think it lets you transfer it to a cell or another phone number.
I knew you could do that on Google Voice. I do it just often enough that I never remember how to do it when I have to do it. I think there are tons of issues when you're dealing with a phone system for business.
Yeah.
There's tons of features that a PBX offers that this does not. You know, having a central number that'll let you transfer to extensions and transferring back and forth and all of those things that this Gmail voice offering and that Google Voice itself don't offer.
Right.
That said, I use Google Voice as my only number because I'm a one-person business. I'm a freelancer.
Right.
And it has served me well for a couple of years.
Yeah. So it would probably take someone kind of more on the bleeding edge to put something like that in their business.
Yeah. You can use it for business. I just don't think you can use it as the corporate system.
Right.
I mean, until I've used Google Voice since it was Grand Central in early 2007 and started using that for business right away. And I mean, but my company, the company I worked for at the time, still had its own PBX. I just told people that to call me on Google Voice and then transferred Google Voice to whatever phone I was at. And I gave up my Google Voice number as my regular number to my outside business contacts.